What a great God we have. What a great God we have. Title of this message is Let Your Voice Be Heard, and I'm going to introduce it, and we'll talk about it, and then I'm going to explain a few things about how this came about. But I want to just encourage every one of you. You have a voice. If you have a relationship with Jesus and you walk with him, you have a voice. And we're living in a time when the church needs to let its voice be heard. Let your voice be heard. This is not a time for the church to shrink back. It's not a time for Christians to shrink back, but instead to be heard. Be heard. Let your voice be heard. Isaiah 58:1a says, shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. There's a context for that, which we may or may not get to. We'll see. I have it there, but we'll see how far we get. But we're in a time when we need to let our voices be heard. And this lesson really kind of grew out of last week's open door class. It dawned on me as I looked at the calendar week before last, and we're in the second week of November already. I have four more times I will be teaching this year. Only four more times I'll be teaching this year. And in class last week, I expressed that to just the open door class, and I said I found myself asking, Lord, four more times, what do you want me to say? Four more times, I want my words to matter. And for whatever reason, I ended up in Samuel. And we know this account. This is when young Samuel was learning to hear from God. And so in the middle of the night, he hears this voice, and he thinks it's Eli, the older guy in the house. He thinks it's him, you know, and he goes to him, and he says, here I am, and he does this a couple of times, and so we're going to pick it up at the third time that the Lord was calling Samuel. Just and there's a context for this, and I'll share it. So a third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up, and he went to Eli, and he said, here I am, you called me. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. This was God's voice that was speaking to him. It wasn't Eli. And so Eli said, go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in this place. The Lord came, and he stood there calling as at the other times. Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. So again, he spoke his name, and so he responded in the way that Eli had instructed him. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. And the Lord said to Samuel, see, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. At that time, I will carry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons blasphemed God, and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering. Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and he was afraid to tell Eli the vision. This word's about the very man who's encouraging him to hear from God for the first time. So he has this really difficult word. So Eli called him and said, Samuel, my son. Samuel answered, here I am. What was it he said to you? Eli asked. Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you. So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, he is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes. The Lord was with Samuel as he grew, and he let none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. And so this was the word I brought into the class on a week when I was like, I only have four more times to speak, Lord. Here's an example of you spoke to this boy, and he began to learn how to hear from you. Lord, I want to hear like that. I want to hear like that. I want to hear what I'm supposed to say for these last four times I get the privilege of sharing the word. What is it you want me to say? What is it you want me to say? I want that to be us. Let none of our words ever fall to the ground. In this case, It says people recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of God. I want us as God's people to live and speak and function in such a way that people know we belong to God, and that our words matter, that our words matter. And so I, you know, we had that class, open door class last week. I come into worship, and the youth worship team introduces this new song to us. And it resonated with me in a way that I was like, oh, I got to pay attention to this, and I did, but I couldn't remember the words. It was called "I Speak Jesus." I'd never heard this song before, but so I was thinking about it as I went home, but I couldn't remember it. I couldn't remember the words, and I didn't ask anybody, but I just kind of tucked it aside and thought, okay, what is that? It'll if it's relevant, it's gonna come to me. And so on Friday, 2 days ago, Lynn Halverstadt sends me a song. And she says, I think she had seen the title of my message, "Let Your Voice Be Heard." And she said, "I want this to be my voice." Her exact words were, hey, that's how it started. "Hey, this is my heart cry and how I want my voice to be heard. Can't stop listening to it." And so I look and it's "I Speak Jesus." It's the very song. She wasn't here last week. She didn't hear the youth team do that song. She wasn't here. And so it's "I Speak Jesus." Now, here's some words from the song. Now, again, understand, we've been 2 years in a pandemic. And I've said repeatedly here that there's people out there that are lost, that are confused, that are dealing with all kinds of stuff. And the only answer is Jesus. The only answer is Jesus, yet over and over again, people are turning to other things. Drugs, alcohol, whatever, to fill that place. So I'm reading these words, and again, in my mind is, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say for this, you know, these last four messages? What do you want me to say? And then I hear these words again. I had heard them last Sunday, but I didn't remember them all. He says, "I speak Jesus over every heart and mind." It's the very first line to the song. "I speak Jesus over every heart and mind. I know there is peace in your presence. I speak Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom." I mean, these words are like just springing off the page to me. It's like, yeah, say that. Yeah, say that. "Your name is power." Yeah, say that. "Your name is healing." Say that. "Your name is life." Say that. "Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire." I speak Jesus over all fear and anxiety. What is the world dealing with? What are people dealing with? Fear and anxiety. I speak fear. Speak Jesus over all fear and anxiety to every soul held captive by depression. Yes, yeah, say that. Say that. And then it goes into this. "Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness. Over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the name of Jesus." Only Holy Spirit can line something up when you're saying, "What am I supposed to say?" And our team introduces a song that resonates with me, but for whatever reason, I don't remember it. Somebody who wasn't here 5 days later sends it to me and reminds me And the Lord says, that's your message. I'm going to play that song. I put it up there. I had Erica download it. We're going to play it. And if you want to get up, if you want to worship, you want to walk around, you want to shout, you want to do anything, we're going to play it. And then we'll see what happens after that.
Yes. Yes.
So Lord, right now, even in this place, before we go any further, Lord, we speak, Jesus, for our families. If you have a family member, just stand up right now. If you have a family member right now that you're just praying over, that you're, Lord, we speak Jesus to these family members all around this room. These family members all around this room, because we know, Lord, you want to use us. You want us to be about what you're about in this day. And so all around this room, we speak Jesus to family members, to children, to parents, to cousins, to aunts, to uncles, to grandparents. All around this room, we speak Jesus. Lord, we want our words to matter. We want to function some such a way that not one of our words falls to the ground, that we function in a way that we're hearing your voice and we're doing and saying only what you say and only what you want us to do. And that calls attention to you. It calls attention to you. And so we speak Jesus. We declared things already this morning, but we're declaring to you now our loved ones that are still caught up. Maybe some are caught up in fear and anxiety and depression. And we speak Jesus to those places. We speak Jesus. Jesus. We speak hope. We speak hope. If there's somebody in this room, even today, that doesn't have the hope of salvation, the hope of eternal life, the hope that is offered only in you, I pray today we speak Jesus to those in this room that have no hope. We speak Jesus to those in this room that need freedom, that are held captive by something, whether it's an addiction or some habit or something that is holding them, where they're not free, where they're not free to move, where they're not free to speak, where they're not free to be who they are in you. We speak Jesus. We speak the freedom of Jesus, who came to set us free. We speak Jesus to bodies in this place, bodies that need your touch, that have been given a diagnosis of some kind. We speak Jesus. The healing power of Jesus. We speak Jesus to those who have bought into the lie that they must be isolated. Our enemy comes to isolate us, to first isolate us, separate us from one another, from the body of Christ. We speak Jesus, that lie will be broken. In the name of Jesus, we speak Jesus. We speak Jesus to the divisiveness that is pervading our country and its policies that are coming forth that said you must do this or you must do that. We speak Jesus to break those things, to break those things. We speak Jesus to those companies and agencies that are saying, you must put this in your body. We speak Jesus. because you came to free us. You came to free us. And I pray that we as your people will be a voice who will stand, who will stand, who will stand. We speak Jesus. We speak Jesus. We speak Jesus. Father, before we sit down, I pray you will just minister just the urgency of this word. You have spoken it so profoundly and in ways that just took me aback. That what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? Well, here it is. Here it is. Speak Jesus. Speak Jesus. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid in this time. Don't be afraid in this time. Against all fear and all anxiety. Against all fear and all anxiety. Against all depression. Just let this word just settle into us and let us absorb it. And then begin to show us as individuals, what do you want us to do with this? What's my audience? Who do you want me to go to? Who do you want me to speak to? Who do you want me to declare the things of God to? Who needs to hear this? Holy Spirit, just keep ministering. Just keep ministering to us. Just keep ministering to us. All around this room, just set captives free. Deposit into us. Deposit into us. Help us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Lord, I pray for boldness. Boldness for us as we go out and live among people who don't know you, people who are held captive, people who haven't come into freedom in you yet. We pray boldness. Boldness. And I'm just being obedient here. Somebody spoke this to me earlier today, and I want some of our teenagers to go over to Dallas and just surround him and pray for him. Just Dallas Hayes, because I want teenagers, some of our teenagers, this was specifically spoken to me this morning that our teenagers needed to go over and pray for him. Shane, why don't you go too, Pastor Shane? And just keep praying. Keep praying while we're just waiting. While we're waiting. We're waiting. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just move, Lord. Just move in us. Move in us, Lord. I thank you for every person in this room who has been set free from addiction. Every person that you have delivered from addiction. Jesus. 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 Okay. We pray for our brother Gary Sloan right now, who's dealing with kidney stones again. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. We speak Jesus to his body. To his body, that you will bring relief from this pain, what he's experienced many, many times, and he's endured, and he's endured, and he's endured. We speak Jesus. Even now, we know that as he goes in there, he will speak Jesus. He will speak Jesus to the doctors and whoever tends to him, that he will be speaking Jesus. We know that in the middle of his own situation, he will speak Jesus. Yes. Yes, feel free to speak out whatever name of somebody that is on your heart. Speak their name to Jesus. Oh. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. Gonna have the praise team come on up. Yep. Yep. Amen. 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 Marilyn, just a reminder, we speak his name because he's already conquered. He's already conquered these things. He has the authority. Has the authority. He's already done it. He's already done it. Mm-mm-mm. You can stand or you can be seated, but the rest of this message will hold for a couple of weeks. Pastor Ben's up next week, but it'll hold. But there have been about four or five times in my life when I knew I was supposed to take a stand, when I knew I was supposed to speak something that was hard. And we're going to look at some part of this lesson is we're going to look at some scriptures that where people were called upon to
share hard things. If you didn't look at the example here, Samuel's a little boy, and he had to share hard things about the man that whose house he was living in. They were about him. They were about hard things that were going to come his way, but he did it. He did it. And so I'm not going to get further into the lesson, but understand that there's times in our lives where we're going to have to share hard things. I was reminded this week, I got to Abundant Life. I got here because I wrote a column in the paper called Out on a Limb, where I shared my faith. I shared my faith, and I wrote that for 4.5 years. And I got called all kinds of names. And it was fine. That was all right. I'm not crying because of that. I wrote down one of them. Neurotic religious zealot was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
But writing that column landed me here through divine orchestration of years and God's connecting dots and all kinds of the ways he does it. If there's ever a time for God's people to stand up and be heard, to let your voice be heard about Jesus, not about your opinion, not just your opinion, not just your own agenda, not that. Unless your only agenda is Jesus, that's it. That's it. Let me assure you, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear. There's a harvest out there that is ripe. There are people who don't want to hear this, but there are people who do. There are people who need to hear what you have to say. Some will reject it outright, and some will not like it. Do it anyway. Do it anyway. Let your voice be heard. We're going to close in prayer, but I tell you what, hang out here as long as you need to. Minister to one another. Minister to one another. Lord, I thank you so much. Thank you so much for just the ways that you work. I pray that as we go out of here today, that every one of us will go out of here with some deposit from your hand, some embrace from your arms, some touch on our minds that continues to transform us, that is useful in this culture to speak life, to speak life. We sang about speaking life. We speak Jesus, we speak life. We speak Jesus, we speak hope. We speak Jesus, we speak salvation. We speak Jesus, we speak healing. Worship, minister, do whatever Holy Spirit is directing you to do.